friend was just telling me about a state they went into when some friends of theirs had come to ask them for advice about their relationship. And what she said, she felt something very different than ever before. And what it was, instead of saying, you could do this, or you should do this, or try this, something went very calm and still. And what came out was something very gentle and soft that says, so you've just explained to me your problem. What are you going to do about it? And she said what happened was the other person also seemed to change states. And they just looked at the situation in a less emotional way and a more practical way. You see, what usually happens when people say, I've got this going on in my life, what do I do? What they're really saying is, how can I keep everything the same and feel better and get my way? That's what they're really saying. That's right, isn't it? We all want our way. And of course, so does the other person. So what she was saying was, when she went into this state and said these words to the other person, it was as though the other person changed as well. And things went, settled down, let's say, dropped, went more calm. Here's my explanation. You see, it's not what we say. The words are a carrier wave for the frequency, the vibration at which we are resonating in that moment. So often when a person says what's going on for them, without us realizing, we go to a place of judgment. And we go to the place of judgment in them that is identical of the place we go judgment in ourselves. So what we judge in ourselves, we judge in other people. And that's the frequency that goes over, you see. The frequency, whatever the words, the frequency is judgment. Now, as you know, we're not very good at being judged. We don't like being judged. So what we usually do is contract and resist. So the frequency lowers and it becomes a back and forth, a game. All right, I'll try that. But they've already decided they won't. Now, what happens when this other state happens is the person that's sharing, say, giving advice, drops. And drops down to a place where they're no longer judging themselves for that situation in their lives. And they're no longer judging the other person about their situation. This can be called love. What it means is the vibration, the frequency of both people start to resonate together. So what comes out of the advisor's mouth is, it doesn't matter what the words are, but the frequency will not be judgmental, it will not be against, it will not be advisory. It'll be with the other person, in tune with the other person, whatever said. But usually what is said is something like a rhetorical question. So, well, what do you think's the best thing to do? And puts it back to the person gently so they don't resist, they don't fight, because they're not being challenged, they're not being judged. And not only do they hear that, they feel that. You see, the strongest thing that goes on between all of us are vibrations, not the words. The words carry a vibration. They're the carrier wave. So if the other person doesn't feel challenged and judged, they drop down and they take a look at the situation more clearly with the frequency of both of you. Their own frequency is reinforced, it's quickened, and they start to see more things more clearly. This is what often happens in groups. Jesus saying where two or three are gathered together. When we get more people together and we drop to a certain frequency, everything starts to become more easy. It's almost like taking ecstasy. And whatever we look at no longer seems like a problem. It seems like a fact that we need to look at. And the more people and the stronger and more harmonious is the energy, the easier things seem to look. And we just look gently and say, oh yes, we need to take care of that. I need to change that. That wants to alter. And everything is softer and gentle and easy and not a problem. Of course, what usually happens as soon as you leave the group or you leave the session and you go outside, there's the noise, there's the movement, there's the mind. And the tendency is to go back to the old problem-solving state. So let's just look again. If somebody's asking you for some advice or telling you what's going on, before you say anything, take a deep breath. And see if you can let your energy drop a bit out of the mind, out of the ideas. And then you might find there's a different state there. You're not giving advice, because advice comes from the place where you're stuck. It's love, it's caring, it's seeing, being with the other person. And they often pick up the frequency. Not always. If they're that contracted, if that angry, that upset, they may not get it. But often they do. It touches them. And then, as I say, what seemed to be a problem now becomes a fact that needs to be taken care of in a practical way. Just in your life in general, if you would just keep checking when you contract and take a breath, and don't support the contraction or the thought that's evoked the contraction. And just say, oh, there's the thought, there's the situation, and just go easy with it. You'll find your life will be very different. And so will the people around you. In fact, you'll probably start to get new levels of people around you that, whether they're conscious of it or not, are responding to this new vibration that's in you. The vibration of loving and caring. And let me tell you again, loving and caring starts from you loving and caring for yourself. Let's just talk about that again, just a little bit. Loving and caring for yourself is not changing yourself the way you think you ought to be. You see, the way you think you ought to be is actually your mind that has been programmed by people who tell you the way you ought to be, your mind telling you the way you ought to be. We don't like being told, so we resist. And what we're actually doing is resisting our parents and our teachers and our priests. We're resisting them. But what it turns out is we're resisting ourselves. We're resisting our old mind pattern. So take a deep breath. Let it go. And just see if in this moment you'll be and love yourself just as you are. It doesn't matter what judgments you have yourself, whether you're greedy or angry or this, it doesn't matter. You're a miracle. You're a miracle that you're here at all. But the biggest miracle is that you're looking. You see, 99.9 people don't look. They don't know there's anything to look for. And you're already looking. That's amazing. That's wonderful. Be really grateful to yourself for the fact that you're looking. And if you're looking, it means you do want to be different. But the frustration is, of course, you can't use the part of you that's judging you to change yourself, because that's all in the same circuit. You can't do that. So what you need to do is take this deep breath and just take a look and say, this is how I appear to be to myself just now. I'll just be with this now. And every time a little judgment comes in, I'd just take a breath and take a look at about what I can be grateful for about myself. You take a look. Often when you look, you say, oh, I got angry, or I did this, or I should have done that. Yeah, but look at all the times you didn't. Look at all the times you were loving and you were caring. Just came out of you from somewhere, bypassed the mind, and it happened. So reinforce that part of yourself. Balance it out. And then gently look at the other side. Yes, it looks like I could have been more caring, more aware in that moment. But remember, the mind never remembers the situation clearly. The mind's so clever afterwards, with it, when it's got a perspective. But at the time, you couldn't. Listen, always you are at your maximum potential. You can't be any different from the way you are in that very moment. If you take a breath, yes, something will change. You can't change it. It will change. So, just as an exercise, drop the judgment of the past. In fact, drop the whole fucking past. Drop it. Start now. Zen says, each second is the first second of your life. It is. If you will disconnect from that mind, your life starts now. And now. Slipped up, doesn't matter. Let it go. I just bumped the microphone when I said slipped up. I caught it before it fell on the floor. Drop the past, even a second ago. Drop it. Now.